Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of evening thunderstorms and cloudy tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Full forecast details are coming up. The Wisconsin Choice Campaign is a partnership between Our Wisconsin Revolution and the Wisconsin Working Families Party, and is joining with newly elected Racine County Board Supervisors Fabi Maldonado and Nick Dembski, along with Alderman John Tate II, to hold a gubernatorial forum Wednesday night. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It's scheduled for 6 o'clock at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center at 601 21st Street. A news release says that the candidates confirmed to attend are Matt Flynn, Andy Gronick, Mike McCabe, Malon Mitchell, Kelda Roys, and Representative Dana Walks. The forum in Racine coming directly before the group's second round vote, which will narrow the field of candidates from 9 to 4. Participants are scheduled to ask questions of the gubernatorial candidates on issues that matter to working families, things like immigration, health care, racial justice, and raising wages for all workers. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
A truck versus a utility pole prior to 4 o'clock this morning in the town of Burlington resulted in the driver going to a hospital with minor injuries, but a whole lot of work for We Energy's repair crews. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy happened to be in the vicinity and reported back to the 911 dispatch center that the truck had crashed in the 30,300 block of Cedar Drive and snapped the utility pole. It led to live electrical wires lying on the vehicle and sparking. The operator called 911 and the command center told him to stay inside the vehicle. A news release says the crash also started a fire in an overhanging tree and a transformer then exploded, cutting off power to that immediate area. The lone occupant was a 60-year-old town of Burlington man who went to Lakeland Hospital in Elkhorn. Alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the accident, though the operator was cited for inattentive driving. Kenosha police have released the name of the woman whose body was found in the Pike River yesterday morning, but the circumstances surrounding her death remain under investigation. The body of 28-year-old Monique Harmon Richards was discovered in the water about 9:15 Monday morning. An autopsy was performed today to determine how she died. The Caledonia Police and Fire Commission holds a closed-door meeting Wednesday at 5:30 to review and finalize the qualifications for the job of police chief, which was vacated in early May by Dan Warren's retirement. The village website shows Captain Brian Wall in charge of the department for the time being. A village official told WRJN News Chief Warren was eligible for retirement under the state pension system with more than 30 years of total law enforcement service. The Police and Fire Commission agenda says an open session will follow to take possible action on the items discussed in closed session. Chief Warren took over from Toby Shy in late 2015 after having joined the Caledonia Force in December of 1987. UW Parkside will be shifting into anniversary mode in the coming weeks and months with the marking of a major milestone for what was once a commuter school with no dormitories.
Starting with the 2018-19 academic year, the University of Wisconsin-Parkside will be 50 years old, and so we will be celebrating all of next year.
Chancellor Debbie Ford talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio about a new website focused on anniversary events and themes, and which will allow students, alumni, staff, and members of the general public to chime in on what Parkside has meant to them.
How has Parkside influenced and impacted your life, be it a student, a graduate, a friend, a faculty member, a community member? And we're collecting those stories.
Dr. Ford says the year-long celebration will include a gala to be held on October 12th. Racine honored those who died in service to their country with the annual Memorial Day parade and ceremony at the War Memorial in Graceland Cemetery. Sister Linda Sarge McClenahan of the Racine Dominicans, a veteran of Vietnam, noted for veterans and Gold Star families every day is Memorial Day.
Sharing memories with others who knew, looking around a dinner table or a family celebration, and feeling that empty space. Having no one with whom to play catch, a wedding day without mom to help plan it, or without dad to walk a daughter down the aisle. Missing someone with whom we would share a beer while watching the home team win. Military unit reunions, we always miss somebody.
Other Memorial Day ceremonies were held across the area, including one at Westlawn Cemetery and at Veterans Park in Burlington. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.